Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today, we're going to dive into this concept of how to scale your business in a very sustainable way. And honestly, this is one of the things that I'm so freaking passionate about because I believe it is the thing that people are getting wrong. And so there's so much heat around, should I scale my business? Should I not? Is this right? Is this wrong? And so today, we're going to talk about all of it. We're going to bring in honesty. We're going to bring in examples, and I'm going to share with you my thoughts, my belief, and honestly, my evidence on how scaling your business in a sustainable way is absolutely possible. However, it requires you to do two things. One is strategy. You need to have the structure in order for your soul business to sustain your expansion. Meaning, if you build a business and you're constantly online and you're filling up your calendar with all of these calls and all of the things that are making you contract, that's not a sustainable business model. And I'm going to break this down and I'm going to give you some examples, some real life rooted examples on how you can build a sustainable business by really looking at your product suite, by really looking at the offers that you have. Those things have to be in check. And you see, the thing is, most people online, I see them more like influencers. They're really good at creating content. They're really good at packaging it, but they're not so good at running the business. You got to be good with people. You got to be good hiring. You got to be good with your time management. There's so many other things that require you to learn. You see, here's the thing. I'm going to be really honest. Not everybody should be an entrepreneur because not everybody has the internal skills. You have to be able to face challenges and adversities with almost a smile, with almost a sense of adventure. You cannot be crumbling into despair when things don't always go your way because it's entrepreneurship, which really mirrors your life. So whatever is going on in your real life, chances are your business is going to show you just that. And so please don't build a business thinking that this is going to fix you or thinking that you're going to get rich and all your problems are going to go away. It's not really like that. Whatever problems you have now, they're probably only going to be amplified with your soul business. The next thing is more of the energy frequency. This is an activation that needs to happen. These are your beliefs. This is your character traits. These are the things that you carry with you and the things that you are looking at your soul business as problems. And so both of those things need to be in check in order for you to create this sustainable business. Let's go to the mindset because we just talked about this. This is so interesting. It's not just about the structure. It's really all about your belief. You can have all of the structure in the world. If you don't believe what the hell you're doing is valuable, if you don't believe that what you have to say is freaking important, guess what? That shit is going to affect you. You're not going to bring in sales. You're not going to be what I call energetically behind your offer. Hence, your business is going to crumble. And it's not just because it's your business. This is literally life, humans. Like, if you date somebody and you feel the whole time you're dating them, it's never going to work out. Guess what? It's never going to work out. Anything you do, it always starts with your mindset because that's truly the only thing that's blocking you. You know what? It's going to be almost 4 years in June that I've been doing this thing. I've never taken a break. You know, people always love to champion this, like, you need rest and you got to slow down. And I do believe there is cycles. And trust and believe that when I am in a rest cycle, meaning when I am in my business and I'm coaching and I'm sharing space, I'm also resting. I'm also digesting. I'm also creating. I'm also entrenched in my business. But there are also times where it is a sprint and there are things that I need to completely focus on. So let's get back to the mindset. You gotta have the mindset of a champion, okay? You have to have and you have to bring in and learn different beliefs that are gonna help you succeed. And the truth is, not everybody has that. That's why not everybody is an entrepreneur. You have to be good with your time management. You have to be a ninja at analyzing your beliefs. You have to be able to get that in check. You have to be a student of, you know, personal self-development. You have to be wanting to grow and to expand through your soul business and not just get caught up in the numbers or in the hype or in the comparison or, you know, did I sell the offer or did I not sell the offer? Like, these things don't matter. What matters is you creating a soul business that you love and that you don't want to run away from, and that you're not beating yourself up, because why would that be fun? You cannot compare yourself in your soul business, and I know that's really hard, and yet so many people do it. Go look at people for inspiration. Follow your favorite coaches for sure and your mentors and learn from them. But also remember, human, that you are motherfucking a diamond. You are so special. You are it too. You have something amazing. Don't look at people as if you're separating yourself with them, because that's where the spiraling down goes. And that's what I see the most in this industry. And that's what's being highlighted. It's this comparison. It's the, I need to go faster. I need to have more, and you're just only going to burn out. Ask yourself, how do you want to do this? And start from there. Let's go on and move into the structure. This is probably the thing that I do the best, and that I help so many soulpreneurs, spiritual entrepreneurs, soul-led, God-fearing human beings, because the truth is, and don't hate me because I'm saying this, but it's just the motherfucking truth. Like, y'all have to stop with the $7 offers, you know, and the $50 one-on-one sessions. Like, that is the thing that's keeping us broke. That is the thing that's keeping us in this place where we're not able to scale. And so what happens, and what I see the most, is people bring in volume. And that's the thing that burns you out. And no, that's not sustainable. You know, it's not about bringing in 25 clients. I once had a student bring in like 13 one-on-ones. And of course, they were burnt out. And I'm like, babe, that is not the way. That's so hard, because you're constantly going to be talking to so many people. This is why I'm such a fan of group coaching programs. For me, when I started, there were so many people telling me, you got to do one-on-ones and then you got to do this. And I'm like, I don't got to do shit. I just got to do whatever feels good for me. And that don't feel good for me. Like, that's going to burn me out. I had already a lot of awareness over my body. I already started to tune in and tap into where I'm expanding and where I'm contracting. And so I already knew that that was just complete bullshit, and that I wasn't going to like buy into what somebody else thought was good for me. Like, I can tune into my own body, and I realize that just isn't sustainable. So we got to get out of this charging $7 for our time. We got to get out of this one-on-one. And I know somebody listening to this is like, but Melissa, I love doing one-on-one. I can't do my work without doing the one-on-one component. And I'm not telling you to take that away. I'm telling you to be creative. I'm asking you to have a hybrid program. I'm asking you to think outside of the box and ask, can you bring in more people into the space? And are there things that you can record? And are there things that you can teach live? Is there a way that you can still give them one-on-one, but not so much? Is there a way that we can hold people at their highest and bring them into a longer container? Not because you want monthly recurring revenue, like, this is complete bullshit, but because you actually want to help people, and the longer that they're with you, they just get the transformation. You know, when I learned this, I learned this lesson as a yoga practitioner, and you probably are so tired of me sharing this story, but I used to see people come into my yoga studio all of the time, coming for a week, being super diligent and focused and disciplined with their practice, and they would be going through shit. And then the minute they started to get comfortable, they would not come, and they would come back when they were in pain. And they kept doing this thing. And so that's when I learned that this is not a band-aid. Like, you coming to your practice, your business, like, it's something that you need to do consistently. And that truly, if we're in the service-based industry, there is nothing that I've ever heard of that if you do one time, you're going to get a certain result. There is no magic pill. Even working out, you got to, you know, do it for a while in order for you to see results. Your mindset, you got to practice rewiring your beliefs in order for you to see results. Your business, you got to be in it for a while in order for you to see results. Nothing is freaking exempt from this. So you just got to simply give yourself time. And you got to be able to build a business with the structure that truly supports you. So I'm going to walk you through my structure, and hopefully this can start to give you some ideas. As I was a yoga practitioner, I started to see that I really wasn't helping people. And this is just my opinion. I really felt that there were so many people that were going in and out the door like a revolving door. And I just wanted to sit with them. I just wanted to tell this person, oh my God, I see what's actually happening. You need more consistency. There's things that I can help you with. And eventually I did help those people. And I saw that over the course of more time with a regimen, I saw them completely exploding. I had clients that would come to me because they wanted to get pregnant. I had clients come to me because they wanted to pass the bar test to become a lawyer. I had clients come to me because they failed the same lawyer test 3 times and they were coming to yoga because not so much to stretch or do a split, but because they knew that there was some kind of energy component that they were missing. And guess what? It's so crazy, but I always love to say I got 3 people pregnant, you know, all around the same time when their doctors, their literal doctors, referred them to energetic practices because medicine had already done its thing and it still wasn't working. And they came and I helped them with the beliefs, and I allowed their body to be open, their physical body, their energetic body, their heart body, their mental body, and things rapidly change. And so there just is something to energy. Whether you like this or not, whether you believe this or not, it's here. And the sooner you start to understand that you have multiple bodies and you learn to work with them, the sooner, honestly, you can help yourself in your soul business. And so I did not do any one-on-ones. I stopped charging $50 for my yoga. I created my very first program that was $350. It was about 6 to 8 weeks. I helped people move through their limiting beliefs by teaching them yoga and meditation. It was called Unleash and Unveil into Harmony because that was the transformation. I wanted them to feel harmony in their body, harmony in their mind, harmony in their relationship with the outside world and themselves. And guess what? I saw the transformation in just 6 weeks, in just 8 weeks of putting them through this regimen. I saw a significant amount of results. One girl actually came to me and said to me, you know what, Melissa, I'm in the wrong job. I need to quit. I actually want to do what you're doing. I'm going to start my online business. I took this course. I'm a relationship coach. And I said, what? I never knew that. And she said, yeah. And boom, she skyrocketed and started her practice online. Another girl told me, you know what? I just realized through this course, I'm in the wrong relationship. I need to leave. And I said, okay. And they left that relationship. You know, so through the practice of helping people come back to themselves, they actually discovered what their purpose was. They remembered their vision. And you just cannot simply get there doing these one-off sessions. I think the accountability of the coaching space, it's just so beautiful. It's so amazing how somebody can hold you accountable and remind you constantly, like, hey, human, remember, this is the thing that you wanted to do. And so that's the part when it comes to structure that I'm super keen on. And so I created a group program. I tell everybody under the sun, even if you're inside of my Unleash and Unveil Your Soul Business program, which is my signature program for soulpreneurs and mystics and spiritual entrepreneurs, I have all of them create group programs. You know why? Because instead of selling a $90 one-off session, I have them create a curriculum. I have them create a program. I have them create something that's going to bring people through an entire transformation. And they include everything. They include their yoga, their meditation, their Reiki, their mindset. They include all of their assets, all of their damn certificates, because usually I attract people who have like literally at least 3 or 4 or 10 or 20 certificates, and they love being the student. And I love that. I love that because I want you to have mastery over yourself, but I also don't want you to be broke. And I really mean this because I've been on both ends now, and I know how hard it can be when you have these beliefs that everybody else deserves money, or why does everybody else have it? Maybe you have the belief that you know that you deserve it, but you don't know how to access it, or you don't know how to keep it. And so part of creating a sustainable business, please listen to this, humans. It requires you to get the structure down, motherfucking packed. If you need help with this, slide in my DMs. This is literally the thing that I do the best. As a TV producer, that's always what I did when I brought in talent. I would package their story and they would tell me that they're a makeup artist. And then I realized, I'm like, no, you're not. You just do the makeup, but you do this bigger thing. And so that's really my ability and the visionary within me that sees the bigger arching thing that we're doing, which is healing. We're all healers. People who are attracted to me, it's because there is something within you that you're healing or you've healed that you now feel a pull to help others, because that's just simply how it is. And it's not from an ego standpoint. It's not like, I'm healed, let me help you, because please don't buy into that bullshit either. Like, we're all still healing. You know, when there is no healing left to be done, you'll go back to source, God, universe, the oneness, the one consciousness. We're here literally to experience. We're here to experience life, and we're not here to struggle. And yet so many of us have this narrative of struggling. And so you can alchemize this through your soul business by creating a structure that is going to be sustainable for you. So my signature program is a group coaching program. It's 3 months. I have a tier above that, which is my mastermind, which then literally the price goes up and the accountability goes up. There's just more space that I'm holding in that container. I love in-person connection. So it comes with 2 retreats. And so you see, like, for me, I always did shit my way. Like, I never really bought into, like, you have to do it like this, you have to do it like that. Like, I just came on the scene and I just started doing shit my way, and that's it. And I've never stopped. And I'm gonna encourage you to do the same thing. Do shit your fucking way. If you'd like in-person connection, do it. But then also have the digital part expand your reach. I find that so many people are in this place where they're like, it's all or nothing. Either they're into the whole internet and the digital space and they're not doing the retreats and the in-person stuff, or they only want to do the in-person stuff and they think the internet's the devil. The internet here is a freaking tool. The internet is not doing anything to you, okay? Instagram is not doing anything to you. TikTok is not doing anything to you. You're doing something to you. So your behaviors and the way you think and the way you're comparing yourself, you bring that to the table. I think social media is fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. Look at this. I can record a podcast and people all around the world listen to it. To me, my mind is blown. Like, there has never been a time where we can use these microphones, and this is absolutely for free. Ain't nobody charging me to put this out there. If anything, they're paying me. If anything, I'm making money. I am making money just being myself, sharing my damn fucking opinions. I don't know who listens to this, but so many people do. And I believe it's just my authenticity. It's just the way I show up with no script and my confidence to show up as I am. Stop altering yourself for social media. Just be yourself. If you're altering yourself for social media, it's only enhancing that. You do that in your regular life. You do that in your regular life. If you didn't do that in your regular life, you wouldn't be doing it on social media. If you were confident in your regular life, you would be confident on social media. That's just it. It's new. It's something new. And so after I have my signature group program, then I have my mastermind, which is also a group program, and then I have my one-on-ones. Guess what? I only do 2 one-on-ones every quarter, meaning every 3 months, I only take on 2 one-on-ones. Why? Because I don't want to fucking burn myself out. And these are only people who I absolutely love. They're usually already multiple 6 figures, if not 7-figure entrepreneurs. And so you gotta get clear on what type of business do you want to have. Lately, in the past 6 months, I've been building more and more community. I've been building more passive income. I've been building more courses. And that's great. But you know what? To be honest with you, I don't freaking love it. You know why? Because I love being with people. So the live interaction that I have with my group coaching programs, which, by the way, let me take a step back. I know there's somebody listening and they're like, that's tiring. I don't want to do that. Then stop freaking doing it. I'll tell you really honestly, I love talking to people. And I think that's why I became a TV producer. And I was really good at it. I was always booked out. People always connected with me. People always wanted to come on my shows and not anybody else's shows. And not because I was any more skilled than them. Well, I take that back. I was more skilled in people. I was more skilled in listening. I was more skilled in compassion. I was more skilled in not just making them feel like I wanted something from them, but making the people that I spoke to feel safe sharing their stories with me. And you know what? A lot of those people that I connected with as a TV producer and I helped them get their own shows, we're still friends to this day. And it's the same thing in my coaching business. We're still friends to this day. Even after they've graduated our programs, there's just this deeper bond that I forge with people. And it doesn't come from, I have to do this. It comes from, I get to do this. Because through doing it, I expand into more of who I am. If you're listening to this and you're like, I don't want to do that, then don't. Then maybe just creating passive courses and just creating courses will be best. But tune in to the part of you that's hiding behind it. Tune in to the part of you that's like, I don't want to put my face on camera. Tune in to the part of you that's like, I think this is the easier route. Don't ever believe that there's anything easier about creating a passive course or running a retreat or having high ticket or having low ticket. I can tell you right now, all of it's the motherfucking same shit, okay? It requires your love, your attention, and requires you to show up in a big way. It honestly doesn't even matter if it's a free thing. I promote my free things, which, by the way, come to the Meta Magician. This is my free mystic class. I've been doing these every single month. And it's just so beautiful because here's a perfect example on why for so long I never did a webinar. Because honestly, between you and I just thought they were so cringe. I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. Like, so now I'm showing up to sell something to somebody. I don't know. What is this, God? What is this belief I'm holding for myself? And I just realized that the way other people were doing it just wasn't the way I needed to do it. Now I found my signature way of doing things where it feels more like an experience. It feels more like there's music playing in the background. There's no PowerPoint. It's just me channeling such a beautiful message. It's me bringing up journal prompts. It's interactive. It's people raising their hand. It's people unmuting themselves. Like, the whole thing just flows so well. And now guess what? I'm doing one every single month. So you see, that belief held me back because I just kept thinking the way everybody else is doing it, it's not for me. And I wasn't meant to copy them. I'm a Sag. I'm meant to lead. I have a Leo moon. I'm meant to just go first. I am meant to walk the path. I am meant to carve out my own way. And so if you're in a season where the things that you see in your industry are keeping you from actually doing it, I want to urge you to find your own way. And so that to me is the structure that has built seven-figure business. I scaled my business very quickly with one product. So don't buy into this. You have to have all of these products all at the same time. You don't. To me, I coined this top-down approach, meaning the top were my high-ticket offers. My very first offer was $2,000. And I say my very first offer because that was my first business offer. Because before, I told you that I had a $350 course. And that was when I was still in the healing space. That was when I was still in the yoga and the meditation and the spiritual development space. But the minute I made a jump, I went from $350 to $2,000. And you know what? I thank God, my mentor, Amanda Bucci, at the time. Because I remember I wanted to do it for $500. And she was like, no, babe, like minimum $2,000. And I was like, wait, no, nobody's going to buy this. Nobody knows me. How are they going to, why would they get this from me when they can work with you or they can work with anybody else? But the truth was, is that I was being called into myself. I was being called into my magic. And the truth is that 15 people did get it. And I scaled my business little by little with that same product. Yes, there were times where I wanted to create more things and I had ideas for more things, but I just stayed focused. That's how you bring in the sustainability. And so that's why the energy part is so important, because I had to not look around. I saw other people with multiple offers. And I remember that I kept telling myself, I will get there one day. But right now, my nervous system cannot handle that. I got to just focus on this one offer. And I did that until I got to six figures, which was 7 months later. Then from there, I took the initiative to create just one more offer. And that was my mastermind. And man, I ran that thing like at least three times before I brought in another product to the market. So you see what I'm saying? I just went slow. You don't have to throw all of these offers at the wall and hope that people get in. Just start focusing and anchoring in all of your love, your attention, your finances, all of your resources, your currency. And your currency is not just your money. Your currency is your love. Your currency is your time, your ability to sit with the things and not rush it. And so I gave it that, and it exploded into something beautiful, because you see, where you water things and where you bring your love, it grows. And then I had to check my characteristics and my beliefs and the things that I was bringing into the table. And I kept altering and I kept alchemizing and I kept fixing and adjusting and noticing the beliefs that weren't helping me. And I wasn't shaming myself and I wasn't trying to change it. I was just noticing, aha, there, that's where you're stuck, because you're holding this belief. And this is a really beautiful way to end this segment. I was holding this belief that if I scaled my business, that I was wrong. If I scaled my business, I was going to be greedy. If I scaled my business, my audience would look at me sideways. If I scaled my business, that I somehow, some way would be working myself to death. I held that belief for myself for a really long time. So that's where I was stuck in my business. So for me, it looked like stuck at multiple six figures. For you, it can be stuck making $500 a month. Trust me, there is a belief that you're holding on to that's not allowing you to expand. And you know what? That's why it fucking hurts so much. That's why we get so upset at ourselves, because we know that we're capable of doing something else. You feel it in your bones. It's in your fibers. It's in your DNA. It doesn't let you sleep. You see other people doing it and you get upset and you get jealous and you get triggered. But life, God, source, universe is just reminding you that you got it too. And that's the only way you're seeing the thing. It's reminding you that you got to do this. It's reminding you to go back into yourself. It's reminding you that what you see in others, you have in yourself. And so, humans, I'm freaking sweating recording this beautiful podcast in my little van. And it's not making excuses, you know. I've learned that traveling in my van, I can make so excuses on why I can't do this and why I can't do that and why the lighting is not good and why it's too hot in a van. But you know what? At the end of the day, it would always boil down to two things. You'll do it or you'll make an excuse. And you see, where I am in my life right now, when people ask me, what changed? What did you do? Give me the example. Give me the 1, 2, 3. My student the other day asked me, what was your mindset? You know what was my mindset? I'm not going to fucking lose. I'm not going to give up on myself. I'm going to keep going until the wheels motherfucking fall off. I am going so hard towards my life and championing towards the things that I desire as if it was my job, because it is my job. It has now become my job. It has now become my job to be my most authentic, expanded version of who the fuck I really am. To show up just like that and to not try to change it or alter it or dim my light for no one. And this has been the most radical thing I've ever done in my life. I've gone against so many different people and concepts and things, and I've anchored deeper into my truth. And so humans, if you're in a season right now where you are wanting to scale your business, meaning you're wanting to bring in more and more, not just because you want to bring in more clients, but truly because you are ready for a huge shift. You're ready to go from that 2K to the 5K month. You're ready to go from that 5K to the 10K month. You're ready to go from that 10K to the 30K month. You're ready for more. You're ready for that expansion. Come to the Mystic Mastermind. We start on the 13th of March. There's already people inside of this program. It is such a beautiful, it's invite only. So if you want me to send you the link for the invitation, send me a DM with a money bag and I will let you know if you're a good fit for this program. I'm so picky when it comes to me bringing people on, because I go all in. I feel like I'm like the Shark Tank of spiritual entrepreneurs. I bring in all of my resources to help scale your business because I've done it myself. And I've had coaches the entire way through. Coaches from 7 figures, 8 figures, and I've learned so freaking much from them, and I've learned so much from just doing things my way. And so it's my highest intention that we continue to attract soul-led, heart-led, spiritual, mystical entrepreneurs, the energetic doctors of this motherfucking planet, and that we continue to activate our abundance channels, that we continue to walk around being the light beings and the medicine beings of this planet. And the more that we are well, both financially, spiritually, physically, the more that we can continue to help spread this message of unity and of oneness and of our power. And so, yeah, send me a DM. I love you, humans, and I will see you soon. Breathe.